Here.
Jay Lister.
Here.
Sarah Holmgren.
Here.
Megan Lister.
Here.
Cheryl Connell.
Here.
All right. Would you please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, and I would like to officially welcome Dr. Lisa Stroh to her first official board meeting.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here.
Thanks.
It's nice to be here. What do I do with my pencil?
To the right.
Here's your pencil. Her pencil. It's right by your tabs.
Ah, right there. Okay. Okay, approval of the agenda. We have one new business item under 13.6. It's a resignation. It's informational. So we'll put that under 13.6 of new business. And then the other thing is what we have is we have a consent agenda where we have some items that we lump together and we pass with one motion without discussing them. But it includes the accounting reports for May and for June and July. And I thought possibly the new board members might have some questions about those. If they did, we could, if you want to talk about anything that's in the consent agenda, we need to pull it out right now. And I know that. I think when I was a newer board member, I had more questions about it than I do now. So, but if you don't have any, we'll leave it in the consent agenda.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve the agenda with addendum 13.6, resignation of Kim Albach for August 19th, 2014.
Second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded to approve the agenda with the addendum. More discussion? Could please call the roll?
Megan Lister?
Here.
Jay Lister?
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren?
Yes.
Cheryl Pyle?
Yes.
Jean Ellis?
Yes. Okay, student representative report. Hey, we have a student. The school hasn't even started. Van Abbott.
So the fall activities have started, or most of them have. The cross country started on August 4th, and they are off to their first meet in Juneau on August 29th. The volleyball started on August 11th. They're off to their first meet also on the 29th in Ketchikan. And swim and dive started on the 11th, and their first meet is here at, on the 5th and 6th.
Okay.
And then, kids are just getting ready to go back to school on the September 2nd.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you involved in any of those activities yourself?
Swim and dive.
Swim and dive, okay. Correspondence. We have a letter from the Health and Social Services. This actually pertains to a couple other things that I think are sort of on the agenda. Last year, it was brought to our attention by Sarah Holmgren that the way the law is written, we really should be paying for physicals for the entering kindergartners. And we talked to our lawyer who said yes, that you probably should be. And so then we've been trying to get the law changed. We actually did introduce a resolution at AASB last year that they supported to change it. But I think because of the changes that happened in our legislative delegation, we didn't have anybody that took the ball and ran with it. Nobody introduced any legislation to make any changes. And the way the law is written, it looks like you can get permission to have a nurse do it. And so we wrote a letter in June saying it's a resend of a letter the district sent September 20th, 2013, asking for permission to have the school nurse do the exams. And we didn't hear anything back. So then we wrote another letter in June of this year, and we got this thing back, which is very long and sort of says you really need to encourage people to take their kid to the doctor. That's how I read it. I don't know if anyone else reads it differently than I do, and I don't know how much we should read into the record of this.
I think the nice part is at least the end result says that parents can also use the public health nurse, which is great for those that don't have health insurance or would have to pay for it out of pocket at the clinic. So it would be cheaper at the health center. And I think probably she's more than adequate in doing those screenings, but that's just my opinion.
Well, I think that, yeah, I think the current public health nurses, yeah, it's probably going to work, would probably be, that would probably work out quite well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I thought it was interesting that we could use the public health nurse, but not our own nurse, mm-hmm. or at least it didn't really sound like it.
Mm-hmm. The last sentence of that paragraph, though, they kind of mentioned that they still recommended using a doctor rather than a mm-hmm. public health nurse.
Yeah.
Well, I think that we still need to pursue changing the legal wording in the law.
Yeah.
That is something we need to keep trying to push. The problem is right now we've kind of been in flux in terms of having a representative.
Mm-hmm.
And because our district is changing, then the person that even represents us right now, but we will have a new one in the fall. So.
Well, and it affects every school district in the state, so it's not just us.
Well, except but Anchorage says it doesn't affect them. But they're just fine the way they're doing it, and they're using their school nurse. And they said there's no problem. So they wouldn't.
Just won't follow the law.
No, they weren't following the law, and they just basically told me, no, you're wrong. We're doing it this way, and this is right.
Mm.
So,
okay.
Okay. That's kind of what I thought.
Okay.
And it was Alan
Clendaniel.
Clendaniel that mm-hmm. gave us the opinion.
Mm-hmm. With John Seedorf's office?
Out of John Seedorf's office, yes. Alrighty. So anyway, that's our correspondence, and we can talk about a little bit more under AASB resolutions. Okay, comments from the audience unrelated to agenda items. Comments from the audience related to agenda items. We'll actually come to you later on. And comments from board members. Consent agenda. I have a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda for June 2014.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the consent agenda for August 19, 2014. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Michelle Pyle?
Yes.
Megan Lister?
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. Okay, superintendent's report.
Okay.
Welcome again.
Thank you. It's nice to be here, and welcome to all the people out in the audience that are listening on the radio, too. A lot of the things I was going to go through are already in the agenda, and I was going to talk about activities, and boy, we've got a student that's pretty Johnny on the spot, so that's pretty nice, too. That's nice. But I'm just really glad to be here. The community has been just very, very welcoming. And just getting to know the school, the staff, we have got, it's just like a little diamond right here. And in looking at the test results and things, Petersburg is a very unique place, and all of you know that, and I know that as well. A lot of the time has been spent on just getting to know the policies and the procedures of the district. I've looked over the budget, studied it. I think we've got a good budget. I'm pretty frugal, so we'll be spending that money, very wisely. Let's see, the elementary renovation we'll learn about a little bit later. That's going very, very well. It's just so exciting to start seeing more of the staff coming back, and the elementary staff will be back, many of them tomorrow, to get their rooms set up. So it'll be just exciting to see those classrooms taking place and getting put in place. And lots of activities are going on, and we gave you an information item that has all the dates and times, so we have that in writing for the public as well. I've only been here a month and a half, and it just feels like home. It's very nice. So I'm just honored to be here, and I just welcome anybody to come into my office and talk at any time. And, you know, parents, if you have, if you want to get to know me, you know, give me a call too. And even if it's after five, you know, I think that it's really important that the school is the hub of the community like it is. And I think the transition has been pretty smoothly so far. And if I have any questions, I know that Dr. Rob says just give me a call, and I will do that. So everything's going pretty well.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Does anybody have any questions? All right. Principal's report, Rick Dormer, high school.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Thanks. I haven't put on, Eric and I were joking, I haven't put on a tie in a few months. My head got bigger or something. I'm feeling weird. It's been a bit. Van, welcome back. Good to see you. Yeah, the thing started. Yeah, it's exciting. I love the fall. It's just an exciting time because there's so much hope of a new year. You just never know what's coming. So lots of things coming up here soon. And I'll start with, you know, we're kicking off here. The office folks are in, and we're connecting, trying to get things lined up. And, you know, teachers are coming back next week. This is a new year. Teachers are coming back next week. We're jumping into in-service. They'll be there on Tuesday and spend some time working, and then the board will get a copy of the schedule so they can see what's going on. But they'll spend a few days in the middle school and high school doing some of the MANT training. Cindy Fry is a certified trainer, and so she's going to train all of the middle school, high school staff for one full day on just some of the techniques to use. This won't be a lot of people think of MANT as you're grappling and restraining students. And I what's funny is I've never been through the training, but it has to do with kind of there's a lot of de-escalation techniques, a lot of behavioral working with behavioral challenges, that type of stuff that could be applied to all students. It's not a special ed initiative by any means. So the second day, Cindy Fry will be spending some time working with the select group, and that's where they will talk with some of the restraining holds or something, just in some very severe cases, obviously. That's something we don't do probably almost never in Petersburg, only for student safety. So we're not learning how to restrain kids to do a lot of it, but it's always prepared for safety. So we'll be doing some of that, as well as student teachers will be going through you know, the standards. And the very, very, very end of the school year, we finally got our SBA results from our state testing, and then they were good, but teachers really haven't had a time to dig in and look at them, and we'll spend some time doing that. It's really important for them to break down the testing and see where kids are doing really well and keep doing that, and obviously see where they're not doing well and try to make it better. So we'll be doing that, talking standards. Eric will tell you more, but her staff's doing a lot of work with standards too. So elementary school, and then of course we do the nuts and bolts. So I'm just going through the handbook and talking about the day-to-day things before students show up on September 2nd. So it's going to be a busy week. We're excited to get teachers back, and many of them have been coming in just on their own time and arranging things, and that's kind of how I was too as a teacher. I don't like to jump in and have things chaotic. And then I don't know what to say to the elementary staff. Good job. They're great people. They work hard. I feel bad for them, but okay, it's a beautiful building, so it's a good.
The staff development days are the 27th, 28th, and 29th?
I don't have a calendar. Is that right? Because they come back on Tuesday, and that is their one by contract work day,
okay,
where they just get in their rooms and start off and start, you know, moving desks and whatever they like to do. Yes.
Okay. And you said there was like a list of what was planned for each day?
Yes, and that's just going out in the mail in the morning, and we have a digital copy. We'll get to the board pretty soon. We just finished it up at the end of the day, just kind of putting locations. We've had a feel for it from back in May, what it was going to be, but we're just kind of tidying it up. So we'll get that to the board members soon.
Well, and I want to say for the new board members that we are welcome to go to some of those things. Mm-hmm. If there's something that is especially interesting to you that you would like to sit in on, you're welcome to do so.
And this coming Friday and the Monday, John Klupainer, you know, is really kind of does the official kickoff with the tech boot camp, and he gets in and it's broken up by subjects, and this will be on the agenda also, and so you may look at that, and he's doing a section on Google images or something like that, and you may say, well, that's something I use. You're welcome to show up, you know, and just jump in and watch that section. You can leave. You don't have to stay for a full day. And that's intended for our new staff, both certified and even some classified, but also intended for teachers who just want to come in on their own time and kind of brush up on skills. Pretty cool what he does. So.
Well, I went to the tech boot camp last year,
because
I feel like we talk all this tech stuff, and it was like going right over my head. So I thought that I should probably have, you know. And it was quite helpful.
Yeah, there's so much. And then even over the summer, we were just talking, there's brand new systems. We had a great presentation on a learning management system similar to Moodle called Canvas, and it sounds like that was just fantastic what happened today. So, yeah, as you know, technology just keeps evolving, and so John and his crew do a lot of work and then pass on to the teachers, and they're trying to stay ahead, and we really know the kids are days, 8 years, whatever, ahead of us because they're so bright and they're so used to it. So, yeah, it's great. That also, the next week is start student registration, and hopefully parents are out there checking out. Things are going out in the mail. Things are on the website, have been there for a while, so please check that out. Any questions at all, just call the office. The office ladies are back, whatever corresponds to your student. But that is happening, and there are different times for different ages of kids. And for new students, if they're new to the district or have been homeschooled, just a clarification, people are listening or people ask, we really don't mind when you come in. You can come in with your grade. We've kind of set up the Friday in the high school afterwards just so there's more time. One of the stressors, I know, if you're a new student, is to walk in and you've got all these seniors that have been in the, you know, and they're coming in, they know what they're doing, and they're cool because they're seniors, and they just get through and they get out of there so fast, and it's very stressful, I think, for a new kid because it's, kind of deer in the headlights. So, but you can come in with any time during the registration time if you're a new student. So just want to clear that up, that really any time you feel comfortable. And again, if it needs to be outside those hours, make sure you just call the office and we'll make it happen. So it's just really important that kids get in there, parents get in there, have a good kind of positive start to it. They feel good about their schedule and then give a couple days rest before they come to school. So. And then, of course, during next week, also the laptop rollouts will be happening in the evening, and that schedule is also posted, and that's by grade level. And that's a big night and a big deal to get those computers ready. And again, the freshmen get MacBook Airs, which again, last year there was MacBook Pros. We kind of raised the bar. Now, Van, you and your classmates will have MacBook Airs, which are, I would consider, just a touch nicer than the MacBook Pro that I have. So I envy you guys. It's great. It's a great program. It's good for the kid. It'll work out. Also, next Thursday, just inviting parents to come in. We're doing a high school open house. And this is just a chance. It's right before the freshman rollout. It's on the mailer that you'll get in the mail, parents. It's on the website if you're interested. But I really hope people could come in. I just find that it's nice to be able to check your locker combo. It's nice to have a little bit of time to walk around. And some kids say, well, I've been to school, I've grown up in Petersburg. Still nice with new teachers, new schedules, just to walk around and kind of see where things are at. We've got some new things going on. Teachers are in a couple different new rooms, so just check it out. And it's only set up for an hour and a half. People could stay a little later if they want, but we find primarily freshmen do show up for it because it's a great time for freshmen just to walk around the new building with a schedule. But it's open to any high school kid or parent. And again, if the time doesn't work and they want a different time, please make sure they check with the office and we can find a different time when some other staff may be around to help them out. So.
Well, okay. One of the things you said was new teachers, and we actually have, it's new teachers for the students,
right.
But we actually have no new teachers in the district
yes.
this year, I don't believe.
No.
Well, just for the public sometimes.
Yes, thank you. We have started, Tyann Jacobson, the school nurse, did start district-wide, so that'll affect all of us, and welcome to her, but not a teacher, that is a school nurse, and she just started on Monday, and it looked like she's doing great.
Good.
Lots to soak in there. The middle school will be hosting a back-to-school night, and it's a couple weeks into the school year, parents. So if you're a middle school parent and you're thinking, wait a minute, I'd really like an open house, too, you're going to get one. And it's the back-to-school night, very similar to what we have run. So the information on that is also on the website. You can ask about a registration, and it'll be a little different format. And it's a couple weeks in. I believe it's the 18th. It's a Thursday, and we don't want to conflict with Introduction My Child, the elementary does, so we try to separate that because I know several of us, myself included, have kids in two different buildings and don't want to cause any conflict. So lots of opportunities for parents to get in, meet teachers, get involved, look at syllabi, and feel good about the school year. But most of all, we really want students to be comfortable, whatever that takes to make connections and feel good about those first days of school. We want that to happen. So lots of things going on.
Okay.
Just a couple last-minute notes. Is a new carpet in the Commons area. Good job to those folks getting that in. And that was real nice. Just a little bit extra money there. We were able to put down and clean up the Commons areas, which are obviously our most heavily used. Thank you so much, of course, to the maintenance staff for all the hard work they have been doing. Teachers' rooms in my building are not as new, but are organized and clean, and we really appreciate all their work there and what they're... Anyway, just looks great. So it's a great new building. It's going to be a great new year. Questions for me?
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, Eric and Clude Plainter, elementary.
So we have lots of people here to talk about renovation projects, so I'm going to let Marty give you the down and dirty details, but it has been a very busy and productive summer around that place, and I think some of you have had a chance to walk through and check it out, and it's pretty incredible. It is really quite a facelift, and not just the facelift, but all the energy savings that are going to come along here with the renovation. So it's pretty awesome. And we are looking forward to having a community show off at some point, hopefully in September, when all the siding is complete and everything is done on the project. So we're going to look forward to showing it off to people. Of course, people will be seeing it before then, but you know, we'd like to do something for the community in general at some point. So we're excited about that. We have had quite a few new students. I think quite a few new students in the high school for sure too. So that's been great. I mean, they kind of keep coming and coming and coming. So yay, that's good. And they seem to be spreading out a little bit in my building, which is good. Sometimes you get all first graders and go, oh my gosh. So anyway, but they're sort of spread out, which is great. It's been fun meeting them and fun meeting their parents, you know, too. Some new families coming to town. We are gearing up next week for all kinds of training, as Rick mentioned. We're pretty excited about it. It's a little overwhelming, too, just thinking about getting into all these new rooms and all the kind of craziness around the elementary school. And then we have all of our new math program is here, and we are having training on that Wednesday and Thursday, which we're super excited about. And then we also have all of our new language arts materials. So we are going to be busy and unpacking and just going. People are chomping at the bit to get going. So we're pretty excited about that. I think that's actually about it. I'm not going to repeat things that Rick already said, too. So we'll have lots of time with staff next week, and we're looking forward to everybody coming back and seeing all the kids and families. So any questions for me?
How many numbers are you thinking between this? We unexpected students that we weren't predicting would be here this fall
that
have shown up?
I'm up probably 8, I think, from what I thought. And you are up 24.
What? Are you kidding?
No,
they're just coming, going crazy.
You know, we have probably potential 4 part-time students, 3, 4 part-time.
Yes.
Students.
So thinking about
3 or 4 of those are middle school students.
Wow. I'm in shock. Does that solidify us in 3A for another year?
No, already.
That's a good question. Speaking of that, are you going to mention the 20? What's going on Thursday night? Or that there's a meeting?
You can if you want.
I mean, right? Yeah, there's a meeting on yeah. Speaking of that, you mentioned that about partial enrollment, but Thursday night at 7 o'clock in the high school auditorium, we decided. We're going to have a meeting for any homeschool parents in the community or people who are interested in looking at partial enrollment opportunities for activities, mainly, I think, is what a lot of people have questions about, but also just partial enrollment opportunities for academics. And most of the opportunities are middle and high school, but we do have some opportunities in the elementary. So anyway, we'll be there to answer questions for people, and definitely Jamie and Rick will have a lot of information about how that works in the middle and high school. So 7 o'clock on Thursday.
Okay, thank you very much. Activities Director, Jamie Cabral. You don't get a very long summer.
Me? No. No. Started up August 4th. It was great. Not much happening in activities once again. And no, just kidding. We have about 70 fall student athletes that are working hard right now at this moment. Just got a roster from Coach Andy in swimming, and we've got about 20-plus kids in there, 20-plus kids in cross-country, and about 30 in volleyball. So they are busy getting effort, working hard. Van's tired. I can see it on his face for practice. they are getting after it. Thanks to all the coaches as well who also give up their summer, and they're showing up. I know cross-country's been practicing at 8:30 in the morning. Swimming come back in the afternoon, and they still swim. Even after that, more cannonballs in the evening time after that one. And then volleyball's been going at 6:30 in the morning and 6 at night, so they've been busy too. So, and also got Coach Zerks out of the retirement phase and got her back in the gym, so she's happy. She gets to come back in. But that's
but
about
you are
it.
Still the primary coach, right?
Yes, yeah. Sometimes.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Just kidding.
Just ask. Right?
Yes. But as far as activities going, a lot of movement going around as far as fall sports. Always a busy time of the year. And if you look at the activity calendar, all of our schedules are online at the high school website. Every single fall activity has their own little link that you can look at their schedule. All the paperwork for all those parents looking to still possibly enroll their kids in any type of activity, all the paperwork is also on there in full packet form. Our activity calendar is also a good one to look at. There's a link right on the homepage of our website, and if you pull that up, especially when you get to September, it just explodes with stuff that's going on. Kind of look like May, like what May looks like. But fall will be busy. We are also hosting two swim meets as well as Regions. Regions is our second swim meet, so Region Swim will be here. We're also hosting the second wrestling tournament of the season here. And so it's going to be fun and busy. Yeah. So any questions you guys got for me?
Thank you very much.
Yes. I might sneak out and run to practice.
Okay. So that would be.
You can get those girls rolling.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
I think that was your shortest.
I know.
I haven't competed yet, that's why. Okay, so Dan Tate isn't here, so he gave us a written report. That is, let me see. People have the opportunity to look that over. I don't know if we need to read it. It's actually like a fairly small type, page and a half, so it's quite a bit of information. But basically that the custodial staff is doing well, that they're working well together, and they've accomplished a lot this year, and they're looking forward to more, sounds like.
And I might
do you have some things you'd like to highlight out of this?
Thanks, and I did a walkthrough with Dan before he left, and I mean, these facilities, wow. I mean, those floors just shine. I mean, a lot of pride is taken into our facilities. I can't say enough about the maintenance and the custodial staff. I mean, they're just buzzing around like little ants, very motivated, taking pride in their work. I'm totally impressed with what they've done. And I think that Dan's report reflects that. Everybody has their own little niche, you know. One likes to deep clean, one likes to paint, one likes to work outside. But they are cross-training as well. And so I'm very, very impressed with what they've gotten done.
I do notice in here that we are officially retiring the decades-old beige paint that adorns most of our classroom. So that might be kind of nice.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, upcoming dates and meeting announcements. My goodness, there is almost an entire page of upcoming dates and meeting announcements. There's one, the August 26th is the last day for filing for borough candidacy. I also put it on the agenda so we could talk about it a little bit. I think that all three of our people that are up for election are going to be filling out a candidacy form. And so that would be great. Yeah. let me see. The other thing that's on here that we need to talk about is the board back to school luncheon. As new board members, you might not know, but we get the honor of cooking for the staff twice a year. Once is a breakfast in May during Teacher Appreciation Week, and the other is a back to school luncheon for the staff right. And we haven't set the date yet. I mostly wanted to talk to the principals to see what would work best for them and also to the members. I didn't know if Jay had Fridays, what is your day off is, or if you're even going to be here on. And we're looking at the 28th or 29th, which is Thursday or Friday.
Friday's good.
Friday's good?
Yes.
Okay.
If that works.
Yeah, because I thought we already discussed it at the last meeting.
We might have.
But I couldn't remember the date. I knew we talked about
it's Friday,
it.
And that's just because everybody's there. All of our aides are there too. All of our instructional. Everybody's there. Good.
Well, because the other thing that I have here is what we've done the last few years. I've sort of had come up with a plan that includes frozen Kirkland lasagnas, which are really work out quite nicely, and make it so we don't have to cook quite so much, and. I have like these master lists that are on my computer, so I can just pull them up and change the date, and it works out quite easily. But I will be asking people to primarily help out on Friday morning. And if you can't help yourself on Friday morning, maybe you could send someone else to fill in for you. And sometimes we ask, like Jim and Leslie Swartz, or some extra other people to help.
I think we did pick
and
the 29th.
Do this.
In my phone.
What?
We did pick the 29th.
Okay.
It's already in my phone.
Good. Okay, and then our next regular board meeting is September 16th. And we want to set the agenda on September 5th. And who would like to...
That's on a Friday because Dr. Stroh will be at a board of directors meeting.
Oh, right.
So
the
it's
next
really
week.
Quite early. Okay.
Well, it's a little bit different.
Okay, and the way this works is it's always me as the president and then one other board member. Jay will do it.
Okay.
And last time it was Megan because I actually ended up leaving town. Okay, and then on the 16th we have Campus Connection today with Cheryl and Sarah.
And Sarah and I did it. And it was great.
It's I won't hold a grudge.
I was like, am I supposed to be there?
We did fine. It happens.
I didn't show up to one a few months ago because I couldn't.
So I'll do this one.
I can do it again.
We'll remind you.
Okay,
I'm
Cheryl
sorry.
And
That's
Sarah.
Our fault,
great.
Really.
Because I probably won't be around for October.
All right. I will move on to the old business. Elementary siding renovation projects update. Marty Sue Sort. From Alaska Commercial Contractors.
So we had our substantial completion inspection today, and it looks like the students are going to have a school to move into on the 25th or on the 2nd. So I'm pretty pleased that we had the extra time at the start of the project to get ahead of the game, and I'm real happy with the way things are turning out and the way things look. We have a few little items we got to pick up on, and I'm sure that they'll be 99% completed before school starts. There is some siding going on in the back of the building, and it should be done by the middle of September. So that's what is happening up there, and the teachers and students should be have a nice place to work in next year. So.
Okay, any questions for him? And one of the things that I thought is important for people to remember is that we changed the outside walls, and we paid for new lighting and outside walls that included new cupboards on the outside walls. We did not pay to update the rest of the building. So if you walk in there and you see something that looks like an old door or something, it's because it's an old door, and we didn't pay the contractors to do anything about that. That was not part of the contract. I just kind of want that to be clear to the public so they don't walk in and say, oh, why'd that not get done? Well, wasn't supposed to.
Well, we're trying to talk them into painting the hallway, so we'll see how that goes.
Okay. Well, if there's money left in the contract, it would be nice to get some of those things done. But.
I think most people are going to be real pleased with the way it looks. So.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the opportunity to work in the school, and I hope you're happy for a long time to come.
Thank you. Yeah, it's looking good.
They're working on the weekends, late at night. They're really putting in some time. Mm-hmm.
Okay, next new business item is a capital improvements project list. Tab 6. Oh, that's me. Oh, sorry. Capital improvements project list. Department of Education requires that we submit a 6-year CIP plan prior to September 1st of each year. And the top item on our district-wide capital improvement plan is the district-wide food service renovations. The new kitchen we've been talking about. And the middle high school boiler rehabilitation is also on there, and the middle high school UST replacement. I'm not sure what it is.
Underground storage tank.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So that's on for 2016.
Would that be a replacement or a removal?
Well, I think what he wants to do is get it removed because it's underground, mm-hmm. and then put one probably above ground.
Above ground, okay.
Mm-hmm. and it's more of a safety issue. There's no leakage right now, mm-hmm. but we've had it checked, and it's just a single wall design. Just to be prudent, it really probably should get, you know, dug up. Mm-hmm. And that was number 6 on last year's list, and it's moved up to number 3 just for the safety issue.
Okay. Are there any of these other items moved around, Dr. Stroll?
I can tell you.
Can you tell us a little bit about this?
Sure, I'll talk a little bit. I just compared last year's to this year's. The number 1 with the food service renovations, that was number 1 last year, and it remains number 1 this year. The high school and middle school boiler rehabilitation, that was our number 2 last year, and it remains our number 2 this year. Now, for number 3 for this year, it's the underground storage tank, and last year it was number 6 on our list, but we moved that up to number 3 because of the safety issue there. Then last year we had the high school library renovation on there, but that's all done, so that completely came off the list. So our number 4 is the boiler system replacement. That's the same as last year. And then as we go down, the high school, middle school digital HVAC controls, that wasn't much of a priority last year. It was our number 9. We moved it up to 5. So they're kind of jockeying around a little bit there. Next is the electrical upgrades. That was our number 7 last year. It's number 6 now. And then the plumbing system in the elementary, it was our number 8. It's our number 7. And then repair the auditorium failing floor system. Last year it was number 5, but now it's moved down in priority to 8. But when you get this far down on the list, I mean, we're looking clear out to fiscal year 2021, so things can change. You know, we're mainly worried about the fiscal year 2016, and those have pretty much stayed the same. We've just moved the underground storage tank up.
Well, and last year, the district-wide food service was like number 3 on the statewide maintenance list. Was it 3?
I think it was 8.
Was it 8?
8.
Yeah. Anyway, it was pretty high up there. But what happened is legislature, as I understand it, didn't fund any of that list. Which, I mean, I've never had them do that. But it was a very interesting legislature last year. So they didn't. So hopefully this year it will be back up there and we'll get funded.
Right. And we need to just start working on our legislators now, because we really need that food service renovation. And, you know, we can't start early enough to try to lobby for that for our kids. We do wonderful things right now with the equipment we have, but it really needs to be done. So,
well, and once it's on the major maintenance list, too, it's a matter of encouraging them to actually fund some of those items.
Right.
And generally what they do is they just fund starting at the top. They don't cherry pick items out of there. That's been a very unpopular political thing to do, to cherry pick. And I don't want them doing it either, because they probably aren't going to cherry pick us, unfortunately. So it's
right.
All right. Oh, action. Okay. I would like a motion to approve the capital improvement project.
I'll make a motion to approve the Petersburg's FY 2016 capital improvement projects CPI list.
I'll second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. Any more discussion? Are we spending money? No, we're just asking for money. Okay. All in favor of approving the Petersburg's FY 16 Capital Improvements Project CIP list, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Okay, 2014-50 Alaska School Performance Index, ASPI. Is this the STARS?
This is the STARS, yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'll tell you, this is like so exciting. Last year, well, I'll back up. The state used to do annual yearly progress, AYP. Do the schools meet the criteria there? And then last year they changed it so each school in the state has an ASPE score, and that stands for the Alaska School Performance Index. And what they do is they look at a school's academic achievement, then they also look at the school's how much they've improved that year in their academic achievement. They look at attendance rate, then they look at graduation rate, college career readiness, and then also the participation in the Work Keys test. And then each of these areas are weighted, and then they get a score in each of those areas, and then they tally them up. And if and then they rate you. If you're at the very bottom, you're a one-star school, all the way up to a five-star school. Last year, our elementary was a four-star school, middle school was a four-star school, and the high school was a three-star school. And this year, it's four-star school for the elementary, four-star for the middle school, and the high school went up to a five-star school. There aren't very many five-star schools in the state, so that's pretty incredible. So we can be very, very proud of that. And even the four-star schools, I mean, that's very, very good. And, you know, just in my background of dealing with these ASPE scores, you know, like part of it is, say, attendance rate. If we in Petersburg need to, if a student needs to go to the doctor in Anchorage or doctor in Seattle, they might miss 3 days of school or a week of school. And so to a student in Anchorage that can just go to the doctor and be back to school the next day, their attendance, you know, isn't affected as much as what they are, you know, here, say, in Petersburg. So, you know, we do a good job, I think, in Petersburg of keeping those kids up to speed academically. There isn't a lot you can do with some of that attendance, those attendance things. So, you know, for us to rate 4, 4, and 5, that's incredible. We're probably on the top, probably 3 or 4 in the state, because I think we were number 6 last year, and with a 5-star rating, we're probably 3rd or 4th, and that's very, very good.
We might be first.
We could be first, exactly. But, you know, it's all about just still looking at what we do with kids in the classroom, and are we connecting with them? You know, a lot of our kids miss a lot of school for activities. Through the technology, can we keep them up to speed? And I think we're doing a pretty good job of that. We're always trying to improve, though, always improving. And now the state has also decided for this year now, they're changing the student tests that they take. So, you know, you're never really comparing apples to apples very many years in the state. So a lot of school districts are just trying to maintain their star rating for next year because they're scared that their star rating might go down a little bit. But if we can just maintain that for this next year, that will be really good. These scores are still preliminary. They said for 30 days schools can appeal their scores and things. Of course, we're not appealing them, but they said they're still preliminary until like September 1st. But I think ours will stay the same. One other thing that I did, just as an extension of the ASPE scores, we got a flyer, or well, a sheet in the mail here from the ACT, and I made some copies. I guess I can just pass those out, and if anybody in the crowd wants any. These are just, do you want some of those? Okay. This is really good for the public to see as well. The ACT test, of course, is given to students when they're trying to get into college. They take it when they're juniors and seniors mainly. And it shows a 5-year trend of how our district compares in score to the rest of the state. And if you see the first graph here and then go down to 2014, and all the way over to the right-hand side is the composite. The district, the average is a 23, and that's a pretty good score for an ACT. The state average is 21. And if you back up from there, you can tell, you can see that over the last 5 years, Petersburg students are about 2 points higher than the state average. And 2 points on an ACT test is a lot. They've got that so statistically sound that when students take an ACT test and then they retake it to up their score, it's very hard to even up at 1 point. So for our school district to consistently be about 2 points above the state, that's very, very good. And then the bottom graph also just shows, it says the percent of ACT tested students ready for college level coursework. And the red bars are our district, and the yellow bars are the state, is the state, and we're consistently higher in every area. So I think that it's important as we look at test data, we have test data from different areas, different tests, different times a year, different measures, and that is where we can see as a district how we're doing, and we're consistently higher. And so that says a lot for our staff. And I think just the stability of the staff, and they're doing a really good job.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any questions about this? We're off to a bright future.
We are.
Okay, Association of Alaska School Boards, AASB Annual Conference will be in Anchorage, November 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. And that's, the board members are encouraged to go to that. There's also new board member training as part of that, which usually I believe is on Thursday and Friday. I don't know how that works with anybody's work schedule, but you can talk to Sharon about it if you're interested, and she will help make reservations and that kind of stuff. So hopefully several of us can go.
It's the 6th through the 9th of November?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Sunday is basically the AASB board, meetings of the AASB, and we work on the resolutions and that sort of stuff. So, personally, I'd say that the other 3 days are probably more important than that day. I mean, the AASB would probably hang me for saying that, but it's, in terms of you people that have other conflicts with busy families and stuff. The probably the most important ones for you are the new board member training on Thursday and Friday. And then Saturday usually has a lot of good workshops and things, too.
Mm-hmm. I flew home on Sunday last year, and although I got a lot, that was the first time I'd ever been able to attend, and I wish I'd been able to stay on Sunday to see how the process went, but I still felt like I got a lot out of the 3 days I was there. So, but it was I had to get home. There's going to be a revolt. Yeah, so I'm going to try and get through this year, but
daddy loves. All right, and then the AASB resolutions, they have sent out a call for new resolutions, and they have the packet of the older resolutions, and it includes ours. 22.42 is our resolution, and our resolution actually runs until 2017, I believe. Sunsets, November 2018. So we don't have to do anything with it. It's still there, and it will just keep going for a few more years. And it's urging the legislature to clarify physical examination entrance requirements for public school students. This is what we talked about at the very beginning with the letter from the health department. Because when we read the law, doesn't seem that this school districts in the state are actually following the law. But some of them think they are. Even
like
though
we can do whatever we want. Anchorage says they're doing what they want.
Yeah. No, so it's been kind of complicated. You know, anyway, this resolution is in there. It will continue to be in there. We need to urge a legislator to take the issue up. Mm-hmm. Okay. The next thing I had was school board seat vacancies on the borough ballot, because I understand that all three of the people that are up are interested in running, which is fantastic. The Sarah, Megan, and Jay. And the but there is a one-year term, a two-year term, and a three-year term. So I want to make sure that you're not running against each other. So if you can come to an agreement of which, you know, which one you want to do. Sounds like Sarah's thinking three, and Megan was thinking two, and Jay was thinking one.
Fine,
someone
feels strongly about it.
I said Jay can do one as long as he promises to run again.
Does that work for, I mean.
It works for me if it works.
All right, then. Good. We'll do it that way.
Okay, and we have until the Tuesday the 26th, I believe, at 5 o'clock to get the signed forms in. So, and if you have one, I'll sign it. Let me see. All righty. 13.6, resignation. This is informational.
Well, that was included, too, in our consent agenda, wasn't it?
No,
it was just adding. I'm sorry. Yeah, adding to the agenda.
Yeah. And basically, the board recognizes the resignation of Kim Albach, instructional assistant, as accepted by the superintendent on behalf of the board, per BP 4117.2. And I'd like to thank Kim for her years of service and how hard she's worked in the elementary school for a great many years now, and wish her well in her new job at the post office. Mm-hmm. Okay, additional comments from board members? Future agenda items. I don't think there's anything. We're moving to that. Mm-hmm. Adjournment.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Motion been made and seconded to adjourn. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, we are...